is that nowadays, kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
75 cents? That's a lot of money. And in a year's time, I'd come to see there's 52 weeks in a year.
It comes to around $40 a year.
Andy, Barney in the next room as Andy and Opie negotiating the allowance for Father's Day.
And they don't have to work for it.
Your favorite TV dad? How about it, Karen? You called in and said the one and only Andy Griffith, huh?
Yes, he is just amazing. My husband and I still watch the show every night at 7 and 7:30 on MeTV. And there's always a moral to the story when he teaches Opie a lesson. And he's just so kind, and I love him.
Couldn't agree with you more. One of the classics of all time, Karen. Have a great day today. Thank you very much for the call.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Here is Frank. You're next on WGN. Hello. Are you there, Frank?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Go right ahead, Frank. Can you hear us?
Okay. Ward Bauman.
Okay. Ward Cleaver, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. Sure. Tell us why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I think we have a little problem with the phone line here, but Fred also loves Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. Fred, tell us why.
Oh, yeah, he just seemed such a great dad. I mean, I got the impression that in real life, I had read some things that he was pretty much the same person on camera, off camera. And there's a lot of TV dads like a Henry Fonda where sometimes you didn't always hear.
Right. Bing Crosby.
True story.
Bing Crosby might be one of those two.
Right. I think I read in later life he ran a Christmas tree farm in Minnesota, and I just, you know, it just seemed like such a real person, and he always had a way of resolving issues. I mean, I know it was a different era. He would dress for dinner.
Right.
He would put a coat and tie on.
Well, you know, when your wife is wearing a full dress and you know, pearls and fully manicured, you got to dress up a little bit.
At 7 in the morning, she had the pot roast in the oven.
At 7 in the morning.
And the necklace was on. Yeah, we used to wonder, was she on drugs?
That's I remember we used to watch that show all the time when we were kids. And Hugh Beaumont, the actor who played Ward Cleaver, kind of reminded me of my dad. My dad was a shirt and tie kind of guy. You would see him out cutting the grass, and he'd have a short-sleeve shirt on. That's the only time he varied. He'd wear a short-sleeve shirt. Often a tie when he was doing yard work. He just did that way. And my mother always said, what's with the mother on that show always dressed up like that? Doesn't she ever do any actual work?
Yeah, right. Right. Was there a cleaning crew we never saw?
Right.
The place was perfect.
Exactly.
And yeah, my dad was that way too. Going to church, there was always a coat and tie. Now, I mean, people just, you know, you wear anything. They're just, I think, churches are just glad you're participating. But
right. Yeah, back in the day, you got a little dressed up for things. That's for sure.
Right.
Good choice there. Ward Cleaver, Hugh Beaumont, thanks for the call. Michael, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well. Your favorite TV dad is who?
Okay, I'm going to recommend Tim Allen from Last Man Standing.
Okay, tell me why.
And the reason why is I think young adults at the age that he depicts his family at, in that series are in dire need of real world. And I really appreciate him being real world.
What do you mean when you say real, when you say real world, what do you mean?
Well, I think you can put yourself in that environment on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. All right.
You can do that. I've loved Andy Griffith for many, many years, but I don't think that kind of family exists in today's environment, unfortunately. And I think to see a guy like Tim Allen playing his role as father and young adults where they need the guidance, supervision most of all, in my mind, is very practical. And he teaches them both sides of the fence, so to speak.
Yeah, I've only seen a few episodes of that. I know a lot of people, you know, speak very highly of it, as you do. So I'm glad you put him on the list today, Michael. Thank you, and I appreciate your call. Tony, hi, you're on WGN.
Hello. I want to tell you that it's Red Foreman from the 70s show.
I love him.
The reason being is because back then, through the 70s, every father thought every kid was on dope. and he really cared about his kids and his kids' friends, where he'd bring you know, a friend in or something like that and take care of them, you know, and stuff like that. And that was a good father.
He was very quintessentially a 1970s dad, that's for sure. Appreciate the call. That's a great choice.